Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been quiet except for the storms that came through. There was one Sunday morning and Tuesday morning and Wednesday most of the day, and one just a couple of days ago. Big thunderstorm, big rackety storms coming in, rain pouring down and strong wind blowing, which was very satisfying to people in my town who love storms, and there are. There are people. It's a form of theater. It's an imitation of life as it might be. And it's especially popular among people who would like to cut loose themselves, but they are afraid what might happen if they did and if they would be able to pull back or not. And so they love it. You wouldn't necessarily tell somebody that you loved storms, because they would brood about this, you know, and wonder what it indicated. They would imagine you with a cape and walking up on a hilltop in the lightning and laughing heinous laughter. But all it means is just that it's a substitute for your own misbehavior, and that's why people go for it. The Peterson's dog, Maisie, died this last week, 15-year-old black Labrador that some people may have considered a nuisance in her lifetime, but now she's gone and people missed her dearly. She was famous for taking ice cream cones away from small children in Lake Wobegon, but never aggressively, you know. She had a beautiful way of sidling up to a small child and just edging up alongside them and sniffing them and putting them at ease and licking the side of their face and looking at the cone, which was held about waist high, and just kind of wrapping herself around them. And the children loved her. And then she would take a little lick off the cone, and they all thought that was very funny. And then suddenly the cone disappeared. It just was gone. She had great moves. And she taught a lot of children the pleasure of sharing. The Petersons are kind of a no-fuss family, and so they just buried her, you know, without ceremony. But people were talking about her, and they missed her. And in her honor, Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery held an ice cream social on Wednesday and passed out free ice cream cones. Father Wilmer was not there from Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility, though he was a friend of Maisie's. She came to church at the Catholic Church, though the Petersons were Lutheran. She came on her own, and she, because the door was open, and she came in, and she sat right down there by the very first pew where nobody else was sitting, just big black lab sitting there looking up at him. And so thoughtful, the look on her face, especially compared to the people around her. And she sat there looking up at him in the pulpit, and a couple of times he got confused, and he skipped a page or two of the sermon. And so people encouraged her to come after that. And when everybody came forward for communion, she came forward with them. Though he drew the line at that, but she was a lovely, lovely, sweet dog, and people were thinking about her this week. The dog who, in exchange for your ice cream, offered her friendship, and that was lovely. Father Wilmer did not come because he was off in Chicago. He was visiting his sisters down there, whom he just recently found out he had sisters. He was born, now he's found out, born to a Swedish Lutheran girl who was not married, and she had kind of a wild youth, and she gave birth to him in a basement in Chicago, secretly. And the closest orphanage was a Catholic orphanage. And so this little baby made this big swing from the Reformation over to the Roman Catholics just in just in one day, just because it was convenient, and so he became a priest. His biological mother, I mean, all mothers are biological, but anyway, she is still there in Chicago. But as so happens often with wayward young people, they become very conservative in their old age, and she just is not comfortable being visited by a Catholic priest, even though Father is her son. And he goes in civilian clothes, but still, you know, he smells of incense. So he visits her very briefly in the old people's home, and then he goes off and sees his sisters, who are very tickled that they are brother to a father. And they laugh, and they laugh, and they think about it. It's a big week in Lake Wobegon. The seniors up at the high school are getting ready to graduate. College students are coming home for their summer break, and they're going off to look for summer jobs, which is a big transition. You've just written this brilliant 12-page paper explaining Moby Dick to your professor, and then you are helping small children trace the outline of their hand with a crayon on construction paper. It's a big world. It's a big world. There's a lot of work to be done. Mrs. Odegaard, the school lunch lady, is retiring after 37 years of scooping goulash. She is hanging up the hairnet and going to go off and do something else. What are your plans for retirement? People say, she's going to go someplace where it's quiet. No shrieking, no screaming, nobody dropping trays on the floor. Just going to go off and enjoy the peace and quiet. But now that she's about to retire, just 17 days of school left, children are coming up with little cards, thank you for being you. And a girl came up in the lunch line the other day, it was chow mein, and she was weeping, and she said, I was so unhappy growing up with my family, and then I would come and you smiled at me and you gave me Spanish rice. It meant the world to think that you've made a difference for people. Just serving them food that's not very good is gives you a whole new perspective. The big rains that struck town this week sort of triggered those spring cleaning instincts that are so strong among Northern European people, Scandinavians and the Norwegians, Swedes, the Germans. All of these people have a big urge to purge, is what they do this time of year. They don't care for clutter. That's Mediterranean people who love to fill their homes with little tchotchkes and gewgaws and little souvenirs and objets d'art and so forth. But Northern people like clean surfaces, and they look around at all the flotsam and jetsam of life, and they get busy, and they are cleaning. That's why we live out on the prairie, is because it's easier to clean, because it's flat and it's open. You know, the woods, it collects a lot of stuff. It's not easy to mow the woods, and valleys are collectors of things. But you look out your back window at 400 acres that's newly plowed and disked and harrowed, and it's perfectly flat and straight lines everywhere. Just beautiful thing. It's a lovely thing, very satisfying to us. And so we go around our homes and we look for the clothes that we're never going to wear again, and you know what that is, and the books, you're never going to read those books, come on. And all of this junk and the stuff in the basement and things of your mothers and your grandmothers that you're saving, why? And so we collect that stuff and we put out a sign that says garage sale, and we put this stuff out for a ridiculously low price, 150 wire clothes hangers for 15 cents. Where are you going to get a deal like that? This 1954 edition of the World Book Encyclopedia, there's a lot of good stuff in there. It's 12 volumes, and okay, some of it is outdated, but you know, there are interesting things in there about urban renewal and the urinary tract, Uruguay, you know, so forth and so on. You could learn a lot from that. $5 for this, huh? I mean, that's great. But all these T-shirts, souvenir T-shirts from cities all across America, and they're still in the plastic wrapper, never been worn, 25 cents a piece. Hard to pass up that kind of a deal. This coin changer. Look at this. This coin changer. This is something anybody should have. to have it on your belt and you carry change with you wherever you go. Think of the time you save not having to fish around in your pocket. You got your quarters, your dimes, your nickels, your pennies in there. And you walk into the drugstore, it's $5.43. You got the 43 cents right there. Right? It's right there. He's the guy with the changer. He's the guy with the corn changer on his, right there. It's right there on his belt. People walk up to you, say, you got change for a dollar? Yes, right there. Make friends that way. This could really change your life instead of growing up to be that embittered old coot that you were planning to be. You know, you can make friends. You can be useful. It's better than serving goulash. Making change for people. It's down there at the garage sale. Check it out. Check it out, people. Check it out. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.